Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The DH, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Shelby. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Leo Hernandez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into center field. Law picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Law. Ripken moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick strikes out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata strikes out. Two outs. Leo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Orioles. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-1 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards third. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Dempsey and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 4-0, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Murray moves to second. It's 5-0, Orioles. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-2 in the game. Shelby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fisk. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Fisk steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law strikes out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to third. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein strikes out. Two outs. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Murray steals second. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roenick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 2 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Walker reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 3 in the game. Shelby strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sakata fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Ripken covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski now playing shortstop. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Roenick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 3 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.